From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. A big win tonight for Barack Obama in the South Carolina Democratic presidential primary. Based on early returns, Hillary Clinton is running second, and John Edwards, a South Carolina native, third. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is with me here in the studio for our coverage of the South Carolina contest. Hello, Ron.
Good to be with you, Andrea.
We have reporters across the state with the candidates. Let's go first to NPR's Audie Cornish with the Obama campaign in the state capital of Columbia. Audie, what's the mood there? I imagine the hall is filling up and it's rather celebratory.
It is filling up. I actually took a step outside to see that there is a line of people the full length of this convention center parking lot, probably a football field's length, and they're making their way slowly in. Interestingly enough, this line is for the line that's marked no tickets. So these are a lot of folks who just decided to come down and celebrate with the senator.
Huh. Any word on when Senator Obama will speak?
I think they were talking about 9 o'clock so far, and he is just a block or two away in a hotel nearby.
Let me turn just for 1 second, Audie, to Ron Elving. Ron Elving is our senior Washington editor. What do we know about the returns at this point?
What we know is that Hillary Clinton and John Edwards are trailing well behind Senator Obama, who seems to have won 80% of the black vote, and that was about half the vote in South Carolina today. And he also won about 25% of the white vote. So a highly racially polarized vote today and a flip between the white and the black proportions.
And Audie, there was a lot of talk about that, about loyalty among black Democrats in South Carolina. How does that work out in your figuring?
Well, it's interesting. Up until this point, people have focused about his ability with the black vote because he didn't have the poll numbers in the fall compared to Senator Hillary Clinton. Now that the tables are turned, everybody's asking him about the white vote. When you talk to the campaign management here, they essentially say, look, he split the vote, the white vote in particular, with two other very strong candidates, one of which is a native son of the state, and that this isn't a sign that he can't do well further along the road.
And did you hear much about this sort of thing with among the voters you spoke with this week, Audie?
When I spoke to voters today, I have to admit I did mostly see African-American voters at the polls. I was here in Columbia, closer to the city. And a lot of people said, these candidates were so close in attitude and in some of their topic. So a lot of them went in the direction of Obama and disliked what happened this week with the Clintons, both of them.
NPR's Audie Cornish in Columbia, South Carolina. Thanks very much, Audie.
Thank you.